Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Welcome to episode 2 of Chat in the Flat.
Yep, the bi-yearly.
The bi-annual podcast by, who is it? Introduce yourself, in case the listeners don't know from the description.
Maureen.
Maureen.
That's all you need to know.
Yep. This is a supplement podcast for those who can't get enough.
Just can't get enough, man.
Just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough.
What's the rest of that song?
I just can't get enough. No, that's not even the song.
Okay. Chat in the Flat. This time we actually have a flat.
That's true.
Last time we were just knocking about your mum's house, weren't we?
Yeah.
Just stealing food when everyone goes to sleep. I can't hit record more and you just start drawing pictures.
You
getting all koi on me?
No.
Koi fish? There will be noise of cocktails, baby.
Hmm.
What would you call that?
Rum punch.
Is that what that is?
Probably.
Because Sex on the Beach is vodka and all that shit. But that's just rum and all that shit.
Mount Gay rum.
That's from Sex on the Beach. That's hand job in a toilet. That's what that's called.
From Barbados.
You can buy it in any shop, like.
Well, this one's from Barbados. So
that one's actually from Barbados. Because my sister was in Barbados. Because that's what she can do when you work a real job. All right, Maureen?
Correct.
Yep. Unbelievable.
We get drink home. I like that. It's good.
And hot sauce. The hot sauce was good. What was her name? Aunt Bessie's?
Yeah, what was her name? She was a hot sauce man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look at this hot sauce. Such an old school look.
Look at the legs on this hot sauce.
Hey, a tall drink of water. We were talking the other day about how finding legs sexy was such an old school thing, wasn't it? You rarely hear it these days.
No.
Ooh, look at the pins on this unit.
She's got her legs out. Woo!
Yeah. Look at the pins on this madam over here. She must be out on the sniff.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting when. So, what's it? We're going to only make this podcast half an hour, aren't we? Because we're already spun 2 minutes 23.
Flip. Okay, go. Quickly.
What's the general vibe of this one? We're going to have it more structured. We're going to talk about celebs. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, this. That cocktail's very, like, makes you do so many salivations.
Yeah, it's all the lime in it, isn't it?
Are we going to have terrible belly sores?
Yes, we're bellies.
Because I know it's... I'm going to drink that. That has about 14 limes in it. And it's pure orange juice and thing. We already had... What do we have today? Broccoli and rice and fish.
Yep.
Eating like a fucking Taiwanese woman. And then I know we're going to... And then I made salsa. I know we're going to eat that.
Whilst watching Game of Thrones.
So I'd have to sleep in the shower tonight.
No problem.
Do you reckon the day you start shitting yourself, you just kill yourself? Cool. Let's talk about celebs. Let's talk about...
Alright.
So the sections that we're going to talk about, bear in mind, we've only 30 minutes. And I say that for my own podcast, and it usually ends up an hour. But I'm going to cut you off mid-sentence.
Okay.
Celebs, who have you got?
It's been Peaches.
Peaches Geldof. They didn't make half of as much of a deal finding out that... Like, when she died, everyone went, oh my god! And then everyone went, she died of heroin, and everyone went, oh, I forgot she died, do you remember?
No, I think people will still remember.
But it's
all still very non-specific. It's all like, was it heroin? Was it not? There was nothing found in her house. There was things found in her house. She went to rehab. She didn't. She had... I don't know. I didn't really... I stopped reading about it after, like, all those stupid online magazine stuff keep posting up, like, you'll never guess what happened now. Or, like, you're like,
who said that she had a heroin overdose?
Lots of things.
Like an official paper or anything?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not an official paper. It's all, like, ridiculous.
I think I seen one that was, like, the Independent or something.
No, I think what they found from the whole, like...
Ugh.
whatever in Quest is that, yeah, there was heroin or something, but it's all very sad still. It's still really
shit. Because you might just have loads of opiates in your body that are also in heroin. You know, like if you had, I don't know the names of them, but like some of those...
Do you think you had too many poppy bagels and died?
Yeah. I'm just mad for an old poppy bagel filled with heroin.
I don't know. I think it's
isn't
like...
Isn't that mad that you can have a sandwich that has the seeds on it where they squish the heroin out of it?
Don't make sense.
Why does that happen? How many ways?
Yeah, but it's really confusing. It's like, it's sad, and it's kind of like, do you know what? It's very unclear what happened. Maybe we'll never really know. Maybe it was just one day.
It
was a really bad day.
I feel a bit heroin-y.
Because I think she was like, I think she's had drug problems, but then it was all like sorted out, and she had her babies, and she was like living at home, and had a lovely house, and was married, and like I followed her on Instagram. I don't know why, I just happened to follow her on Instagram, and literally she must put up about 4 videos a day of just her kids and just like feeding them and then playing and stuff. So whenever I found it, remember I was like, I don't believe you when you told me. Because you just had seen it online straight away or something.
What, the
and I was like,
thing?
No, remember when she died and you were like, Pete Skelliff said? I was like, I don't believe that because...
It was Mickey Bartlett put it up first.
Which,
how weird's that?
But do you mean like you can find things out so quickly? Like, but I wasn't on the internet at the time. And then I was like, there's no way because literally like she posts up continually all day photos of her babies. There's no way she was anywhere. I was like, it had to be something like a car accident. I didn't believe it would be something self-inflicted. Like.
See, what we could do
but
is...
That's what's really sad.
Could actually probably read the thing, but it can't be ours. I don't really care.
Well, anyway, it's very sad, so...
My thoughts were, why do we even know who she is?
I know, but the fact is that we do know who she is. Like, if people all say that, like, loads of people die. Of course they do, but not everyone knows about
those
people.
You doing my voice, though?
Yeah.
Did it again?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm calling.
Oh, come on. I'm calling. I'm just going to complain about everything. That's your voice.
I was talking to a TV producer we both know. And he said, I don't complain enough.
Oh, well, he certainly doesn't live with you then, does he?
He said that was my unique selling point, or my USP, as they say.
Well, that you don't complain enough.
He goes, take what you do in Bestie McD videos and just do it in your stand-up, where you just viciously attack and complain about everything.
You do that in everyday life?
And no, I don't. I say things like, I like...
Go on, today you have, like, you coughed... Like, just like, oh, what is that? I'm going to have to kill myself now. Literally, like, it's just...
It was the weird hiccups I keep getting. I keep getting, like, weird... I think my diaphragm's broke. It's bumping up against... But I'm just sitting there, like, not hiccups, not a dose of hiccups. Just every once in a while, just... right?
Yeah, well, that is death, then. Death is coming. Okay. Anyway, yeah, Peach got a little very sad. I think it's sad. It just is sad because... We do know who she is, and it's sad that she actually got to a point in her life where she's very happy, and she had 2 wee babies, and it was just, I felt more like that, because it was so sad, and she's quite young, she's only 25 or something, so to me, she's only a year older than me, so I was kind of like, oh, look at her, she's got 2 wee babies, and she's, like, doing really well, and she, like, obviously loves them, and just, like, spent all her time with them. That's why it was sad for me, like, I thought it was kind of sad. She was really young, like.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
Who gives shit?
But it's like, you can smoke heroin too, don't forget. Because they were saying like, oh, there's no evidence of drugs. She could have smoked it. Smoking the old heroin. Pete Doherty style.
Heroin is so scary, like.
It's just bad, like, why would you bother?
It should totally just, I don't know, like, it shouldn't be
All drugs should be legal, but there's ones like that where you're like.
But that's like, that's no silly. No one just... Has the odd heroin.
No one takes heroin to like have a good time.
No. I mean, I don't really agree with most drugs, but like things that you see, the big things, shippings of like, oh, the final is cocaine, the final is weed, and all you're going, yeah, but lots of people can still live their lives through it, you know what I mean? And it doesn't really affect them. Obviously, some people can completely destroy them, obviously. But for a lot of things, it, you know, makes people money, I suppose. But heroin, I'm going to get rid of it. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be a thing. It just seems so ridiculous.
So, question is, heroin hot or not?
Heroin this week, not hot. Yeah. Down this week, heroin.
Maureen's final thought, get rid of it.
Just get rid of heroin.
Take all the heroin, throw it in the bin.
Next.
What else happened, celebrities? What about this Clarkson thing? Clarkson. got done, which goes
he's
to show
always,
you
he's a cunt. Something in
everyone
there.
Knows he's a cunt, whatever. But someone has, some editor or something, has been sitting there with like a load of these clips and went,
well, okay, if you don't know what it is, basically, there's a clip came out of Jeremy Clarkson with
doing the old eeny, meeny,
miny, mo.
And he mumbles,
yeah, but he doesn't really say anything. But you were saying that that wasn't the actual clip that was shown. This is obviously someone who's leaked this.
Yeah, they've leaked the clip out of the
I am no fan of Jeremy Clarkson. I don't really mind him or hate him, but it's like, that seems so like silly. Like, people are just out to be annoying, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just to just stir shit up. Like,
someone's,
you know,
probably
why?
Earned a bit of money selling that to the Mirror or something.
And then he has to go on YouTube and do this apology. We actually kind of feel a bit sorry for him because he's genuinely going, I did not want this to happen. There's a whole reason, you know. I sent a letter and everything to the editors or whatever going, that
it might sound
like I mumbled it. Please do not put that on show. Like, he obviously like tried to prevent it because he obviously went, oh crap, that might be taken wrong, and someone still put it out. That's kind of really shitty. Like, so I don't think
he produces the show, so why can't he just fucking not have it happen? He's probably rich enough to just go around and kill people.
Yeah, but you know, the sad thing is, like, he, you know, is an older generation than us. That was a little rhyme for a while. Do you know what I mean? That was a thing. So it's probably in your brain, just to you know, it's
because
like a, you could say it without thinking it.
Someone did write that before he fucking said it.
Like, it sounds like he made this up. Like, this is a rhyme. Like, people.
Sorry about the jingles, guys.
Sweet jingles.
The icy jingles.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it is. And it, like, you know, there probably was a time that everyone would have said it, and it would have just been a funny thing, like, oh, that's funny. And probably no real offence meant anyway.
They should probably stop saying it at all, because everybody knows that it is that N-word.
Yeah.
So anytime you go, catch a tiger by the toe, you're going, I didn't say the nigger word, N-word. Sorry. Yeah. Pardon.
I know, N-word, but eeny, meeny, miny, moe. That's, how can you get rid of that? How would you choose things?
But he was pointing like a fucking Lamborghini and a Ferrari. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Only joking, I own them both. See you later. I'm an absolute fucking wanker.
Anyway.
He smokes a lot of fags because you can see his teeth are weird. When you're like rich and you're going, just get new teeth, mate. Because, like, let's face it, my teeth are lovely, but on TV they'd be shit teeth. I'd have to get other teeth.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd have to get white ones, the big fucking, like,
Joey Essex ones?
Where everyone's teeth looks the same. Not even Joey Essex, the other girl with the big fucking lips.
Oh, Chloe.
Only, yeah,
her.
Did she get her lips taken down or something?
Yeah, I think she got all that taken away again. She's actually quite nice. I don't really watch these shows religiously, but I do watch them. But it's like, she got all the stuff taken out, and she's actually quite nice. She's actually fairly dead on, even though you totally judge her from the outside, being like, look at her, like, she's all like boobed up.
The only thing
lips.
I
but
she
got that all taken away and stuff.
She probably looked better without it. I never seen her without it, but it looked so silly. You were like, she probably wrecked herself with that shit.
That.
I don't get it.
So how did we jump from that to Jeremy Clarkson? But still, yes, Jeremy Clarkson.
You obviously don't listen to my podcast because it is all over the place.
Of course I don't. I'm joking, I do sometimes, but
I wouldn't even notice if you did, mate.
Final word, Jeremy Clarkson. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not the first stupid thing he's ever said.
No, and it certainly won't be the last.
And
so
it's not like he... It was like, I read a story, there was a... Whoever owns the Clippers, the basketball team...
Letters,
but basically, he obviously had a row. It was a bit like the Mel Gibson thing. Had a row with his, this guy's about 80, fat white man, wife, like half black, half Mexican, fucking model who's about 25. And they obviously had some row, so she recorded him, like, really set him up. And he said something like, do not be taking pictures with ethnic people. Don't get photos of black guys, it makes me look bad. And then he even says something like, hang out with them, sleep with them, do whatever you want, just don't take photos with them. Right? So he didn't drop the N-bomb, he didn't say anything overly bad about black people. All he said was, don't get photos with them. This is like an 80-year-old man, so, you know, it's obviously just some old school fucking notion he has in his head, even though he owns a basketball team full of fucking black athletes. But it's weird, but he's getting like fined $2 million or something, which to him probably pulled $2 million out of his fucking sock. But It's weird that he didn't even say anything really, other than he didn't particularly want this fucking trophy wife to take photos of black guys.
So he didn't want his wife to be in photos?
Now, if I could show you the fucking picture, like, where is it?
That seems strange to look.
Keep talking now, I'll get a photo. Like, it is one of those, like, guess which one of these people is the male. But, and then the whole argument was, you know, if prostitution, because that is a form of prostitution, is it not?
Or being like a hot girl with like an ugly old man?
Yes, the very elderly multi-billionaire with the girl that is hot beyond fucking...
Yeah, but we talked about this before, where it's like, is it? Or that man knows exactly what he's doing. He is getting exactly what he wants. He's using her she may or may not be using him. So
Maybe he's just laying down some rules, just going, listen, see if you want to keep the fucking... Actually, she's not that hot. She looks a bit fucking... she looks like this had a face hold off her.
Looks like Kim Kardashian-esque.
She's like Kim Kardashian. Like, this is the guy. And that's the girl. Maybe he's just laying down some rules. He's trying to go, listen, for some reason or another, I don't like you taking photos with fucking black guys.
Maybe he didn't even care that they're black, it was just guys, but maybe it was just mainly, do you know?
Basketball players? Or
yeah. Maybe he was just trying to be...
But she's, like, he's probably sitting
maybe
there
mean it in a
playing
way.
Golf and smoking cigars, and she's getting skewered from all directions by these basketball players. And why not?
But you know what I mean? Like, he gets his hot wife, so it's like he is still using her as much as...
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
He just gets to walk around with her. She gets all the shit of the day.
So does he. He gets loads of cool stuff too because he's rich.
No, he doesn't. He just gets the point at her and goes, I bought that. And he's Peter Griffin all of a sudden.
I bet you he's very happy with that.
This doesn't make any sense, but look at this photo of Donald Trump in the wind. What a fucking orange
cunt. It's like
a
Bill Murray and Kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, oh, funny.
Fucking orange face on him. Right, what else is on the celeb thing before we move on?
Max Clifford.
Yeah, another fucking mogul that gets sent down for sexually assaulting women.
He's always been a bit creepy anyway, isn't he?
Well, anyone with that at that sort of level, like, he's a publicist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The shit he does for money and fucking headlines and all is scandalous.
But was it not that back in the day he was actually quite a reputable sort of publicist and worked with big people, and then all of a sudden he's all Kerry Katona and fucking, yeah, you know, well, bankruptcy kind of spins and on things and all that kind of stuff, trying to get people back to being famous and... what have you. So he kind of, like, you know, he's got a shit reputation with people he works with anyway. And that God only knows
she probably took a load in the face too.
But that's, you know, he kind of worked with that kind of scummy kind of, like, I'll make you famous, do you have a story about someone, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. He's like, so God knows what kind of horrible
people he
probably
got lucky getting
anyway.
Away with fucking 8 counts of whatever. There's probably fucking 800 of them.
I mean, to him, like, I mean, obviously...
How many receptionists did he hire and they were sucking his dick at lunchtime on the first day?
The thing is, right, you don't really know. Obviously, we'll probably never know. But probably in his whilst all this was happening, he probably didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Because as you say, it's probably, you know, hiring people and then they're all, like, probably all over him. Probably all over him. You know, probably been all like, oh, this guy, he's powerful and can make me famous, maybe. Do you know? And God knows what. You know, people may have, you know... throwing themselves at him. No, that's still not to say, you know, if he, you know, he was found guilty, like, but...
There he is there when he's younger, was top off him.
Yeah. But, do you know what I mean? Like, if he was actually just assaulting people, obviously that's totally wrong, like, and you should definitely go to jail for that. You can't just do that. But I'm sure there was times...
I wonder would they all be
mixed in with it, where he was just... people
would they all be ganging up on him if he was just a guy that, like, just worked in, like, a shop?
No, I think it's all good. Like, I think assault is never good, obviously. If you're being sexually assaulted, like, I mean, you're not just gonna go, oh, who cares? It's not famous. Like, it's just weird and creepy. It's too many of them now. It kind of is just, you're like desensitized to the whole sexual assault thing now. It's like, oh, another one. And you don't really think about it.
You can't fucking talk to anyone once you're, like, massively rich or famous. It's just like, fuck that. I'm not gonna speak to anyone.
But do you know what I mean? Like, there has been so many of them, sort of just like, it's like expected of nearly all of the old kind of characters now, which is weird. You don't know whether it was just a different time and they thought this was just how things happened. Do you know? You know, if they wanted someone, they just went ahead with it. Do you know? And that was just like they're just like, yeah, like they're rich and powerful. And they're like, well, this lady should be privileged that I'm trying to have sex with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of mind frame. You don't know. Like, because they're all older guys, all from a different generation.
Like that. It's still not right. Wall Street.
Yeah,
like,
but it's not right. It's
fucking right in everyone.
It's definitely not right. Like, there's probably some really, really horrible things happened. But it was a totally different time, like. Still creepy. I'm not saying I condone it anyway, but I just mean, like, they're all old men. You don't see younger men.
No.
I mean, of course you do, but I mean, in that kind of industry anymore, like, it just seems to be, like, just like a madman sort of, like, ooh, probably all drinking, smoking all day, just...
It's only a matter of time for that guy Dan Bilzerian is in jail, I reckon.
Yeah, he's weird.
Look at Simon Cowell's tits in this picture. It's weird, isn't it? It's like two different bits of body shoved on. I think he's definitely had a bit of lipo.
Oh, for sure. Of course he does. If you're that rich, would you not just be like...
Suck my fat.
Yeah. Look at the exercise. Suck it out of it.
Suck out my fat.
Apparently Simon Cowell has black toilet paper in all his houses.
Why?
Don't know.
That's wrong.
Because he's rich. Yeah, I think it's kind of gross, like.
Yeah, but how do you know if your asshole is pretty clean then?
If it comes out white. I don't know.
That's gross.
Maybe he doesn't like to see it gone.
I'm gonna Google black toilet paper. That's fucking rank. That's like having red tampons.
Ugh. That's so disgusting.
Yep. Chat in the Flat has just basically turned into the Colin Geddes Show podcast. That's me. There we go, black dump room.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird, doesn't it?
It's gross.
But it looks rich, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look. I mean, it looks rich, but like my granny, you know, not overly rich or anything, but she would always have wee fancy touches. Like, she always drank Earl Grey tea, even though it tasted like shit, but it was quite dear, you know, and she always had scented bog roll.
Ooh.
Which smelled nice, but when you were taking a shit, it smelled like shit and lemons.
Yeah.
So anytime you smell lemons, you were going, oh, that smells a bit like shit. It's, you know, like if you sniff a baby wipe, you go...
It smells a bit like poo.
There's still element of baby poo there.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't think... but I think...
And I sniff baby wipes all the time, man.
But there's a little bit more knowledge about now, and I don't think it's very healthy for... girls to use like scented or coloured toilet paper on their downstairs, because, you know what I mean, there's been additives and colourings and also, and you're not really supposed to put anything of any perfume, chemical, whatever down there.
Really?
Yeah.
You say the muffs I sniff and they
God,
they smell like all sorts of smells. So what are you supposed to do? Just fucking hanging out the window for 5 minutes?
No, you're supposed to just use normal toilet roll. Okay. But it's all the, like, you know, peach-coloured and blah, blah, blah.
That's gross.
You're not really any supposed to use it. I heard that you're not supposed to use
it. Toilet roll is rank anyway.
I know, I don't like it anyway, but I did hear, I don't know, this could be total lies, obviously, but it kind of makes sense. There's been something added to it, and you probably had nothing added to it. I thought you were talking about toilet rolls, really boring.
Listen,
but someone's got to do it
on a Saturday night.
Yeah, someone may not have done that.
What's going to be our general release date for each podcast? Sunday? Put it out on a Sunday?
Okay.
Alright, because I can't actually do it tonight. And that Mount Gay rum fairly hits you, doesn't it?
It is. Nice.
Oh my God,
Burns. I feel like a gay mountain, for sure.
Yep. Big mountain of gayness. Still not allowed to get married over here if you're a gay person.
It's freaky, isn't it?
It's just like...
It's actually laughable because you're sort of going, who is still arguing against it?
Some fuckwit.
Like, who still thinks, who can't get their head around it still?
Unionists. Old school.
But, like, I don't understand why.
It doesn't like,
I mean, I do, anybody. I understand where they're coming from, like, they have blah, 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 whatever. I mean, but it's just, like, you know, how can they as a person not just go, it's married? It's not as if they're going, gay people should be allowed to kill whoever they want. You know, you're not going, gay people should be allowed to do something that straight people aren't allowed to do. It's like, it's not anything different. It's just like a thing. It's just a normal
What the
thing.
Shit says, you can get married if you stop having pride in the on the road.
You're against this, aren't you? You're not against pride, you're just against not at all. The fact that it closes the road.
Just the fact that anyone gets to stop anyone else's day. I don't like that.
Yeah, but you're allowed to go to the day. Have a good day.
Yeah, of course, but you're allowed to go to fucking, you know, dog fights, but you're not, you know, you're not going to do it.
Yeah, but it's still crazy, like, because, I mean, it's, you know, you've talked about this before in different things. It's like, you know, even in your stand-up and stuff, it's like, why are you not allowing gay people to do something that is like a chore? Like, not a chore, but it's like, you know, you have to organise things and book venues and invite people, spend lots of money, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're going, why are you not allowing, you know what I mean?
It's like, think of the knock on it would have.
It's not something so ridiculous.
Think of the knock on it would have, like, economically. You know, the pink pound is a strong thing. You know.
What's that?
The pink pound is gay money. Money made from.
Is it actually pink?
I hope so.
I would like it.
But like things like, you know, you know, hotels would double their wedding business.
Yeah, it's a whole new
photographers,
it's a whole new genre for people to
caterers, fucking limo drivers.
I would love to go to a gay wedding.
Everyone would benefit way more.
Yeah, because to be honest, if you know, if anyone has been to weddings over the last maybe 5 years, even 10 years, weddings have changed a lot. Weddings used to be very traditional, like you did this and you got married in this church or chapel or whatever it is.
The toilet paper was white.
The toilet paper was always white. It was always a white dress. It was always this. You always got your photos and, you know, you went to a place, you took your photos and then you went to a hotel that you booked. Whereas now people are going, wait a minute, I don't want to get married at a hotel. I want to get married in a marquee at my house.
Yep.
Lots of people do that now.
At your house.
Then people go, oh, yeah, mainly at my house.
Yeah.
People go, oh, I want to get married in a big tent now. That's class, go for that. People don't want to get married in churches, chapels, whatever. And they might go, I want to get married in a field. And then you can do that. And like it's like progressing so much that people are going, actually, do you know what? You can do kind of whatever you want because it's your wedding day. It's actually, it's traditional, but it's like, you still have to do the fun things. Like people write their own vows and you know, and all that kind of stuff wouldn't have been, you wouldn't have even been allowed to do that, you know, maybe 20 years ago. You wouldn't, you'd be like, what are you talking about? You can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't, why would you want to get married in a field? That is just so. Do you know? Like,
but it's way better.
Totally. And that's why it's like.
How many shit weddings have you been to where it's like, you have to fucking go halfway across the country, sit in this fucking church.
Yeah, and it's just,
and
it's
then
all
wait
the
6 hours and then you go for a shit dinner.
Yeah, and like they're all the same. And it's like there's nothing different. There's no funness. And you should have gone, the two people who are getting married, it's like usually they're a friend or family or whatever. And it should be like a big celebration. It should be like a big, like, this is so cool. They've been going out and now they're going to be like, yeah, let's do it forever. That is so cool. And it should
but
be so much fun.
But when people have to lug themselves to fucking hotels,
when it has to be
like,
this, like,
this
routine.
Is more shit. It's going to cost everyone's £1,000.
Everyone wears, like, get a new dress, but there's always a wedding look to dresses and it's just, and you're never going to wear it again. And whereas people are now totally, like, going, do you know what? No, I'd really like, I'll do this. And you just do it. So it's like the idea of, to get people getting married is not a crazy idea now.
I'll be
wearing
shorts for sure.
That's okay. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
They're not, I'm saying.
No, but you know, like, because it used to be so traditional, so I can understand maybe people from back then,
age,
going, but this is the way. And people, there is people that are always going to be stuck with
it's
that.
Because
like,
people know, like, as much as a lot of people would like to get married and same sex things and all, it doesn't mean, you know, it's silly. You know what I mean? It is a silly thing. It's nice to do, but you could equally not get married and still be together forever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally. But I think, but the thing is,
but it used to be
married, but it's also a legal document. So it's like, it means that if something happened to your partner, you're legally allowed, you know.
Allowed to steal their money?
You're allowed to steal their money. No, but do you know what I mean? It is more than just the whole thing. There is a legal side to it where it's like, you are legally binded now, which is kind of,
bound.
A big deal. Yeah, you're actually shackled together. But you know what I mean? Like, so I think that's what they're, because you can get civil partnership or whatever, but I'm not really sure how it works, but I don't think it's
not
many.
A proper wedding. It's a wedding in the church they're all after.
Yeah. But I don't say why you should, like, come on. If two people love each other for the sake, who was it? Someone said that they should be allowed to get married, but they shouldn't be allowed to get divorced. Then that should be the clause. No one should be allowed to get divorced. Then you'll see how many people got married. No, but it's so silly. But you know, I just think like it. Weddings have moved on so much. It's like there's so many different things you can do. So how can the idea of it being
two women get married or two men get married?
Yeah, that's. Who cares? Would I rather?
Yeah.
What to go to?
Yeah. Two fellas.
Two fellas. I think.
Right, 29 minutes 50 seconds. Let's wrap it up. I don't want to go for an hour.
You never do.
Let's keep it short. Who never does?
Am I joking? That's a joke.
You dirty bitch. Do you want to do one weird story? We'll just end on a weird story.
Yeah, let's do a weird story.
Okay, we'll do the first one, see if it's not good enough, and then we'll do another weird story.
Okay.
This is so cute. Firefighters rescue a Shetland pony after it got stuck in a sinkhole only 3 foot deep.
No! That is adorable. Let me see the picture. Oh my god.
I tell you what isn't adorable. Do you know what a sinkhole is?
No.
It's when they extract too much water out of like underground springs and the land just falls away.
Ooh.
How fucking terrifying is that?
That is terrifying.
Luckily that was only like a wee tiny one.
What, the wee horse got stuck in
there? Of all the places that we see, I'll show you pictures. It's scary as fuck. I think it's when they overtop the like the underground springs and stuff.
Sounds scary.
Sure, you remember the thing that was going around the internet like that? I don't know if that couldn't be real. Like, that's not real. I don't think that's real at all.
No, that can't be real.
Things like that, like that's a real one. Where all of a sudden there's nothing supporting the floor. Do you know what I mean?
That's really.
And
scary.
It just fucking falls away. Fuck that shit, sir. Look at that place, that's obviously got the sea under it.
Are we basically like sucking the earth in? Like you've just got a big straw and you're like sucking all the juice out and exactly. Then all of a sudden it's going to like exactly. Cave in on itself.
Like that is obviously somewhere where it's happened.
With water under it?
Naturally in the sea. So yeah. Obviously the sea's come in and eroded, and then it falls away. But it's fucking terrifying. Like there's one on a road that just fucking falls away. There's a fuck. You would, how much would you shit your cacks?
Yeah.
If you were just standing there in the
You'd be like, it's the end of the world.
Because it really does just happen, like, you know. There was one I heard somewhere, might be Mexico or something, where it happened. And people, as like a joke, would just stand and chuck stuff off it. And you wouldn't hear it hit anything.
That's scary.
Like, you would just throw things down the hole and you just wouldn't hear anything where it landed. Shit your pennies. There's one there, look.
That's gross. Really big.
Like if you were just standing there and that just fell, you'd be fucked.
If you were sitting on top of it, you'd probably be dead.
Look at that, how unlucky is that?
Oh, your car going in it.
That's so sad.
What about the pony though? Come on.
Yeah, the wee so cute pony.
It's like a tiny little
of
pony.
Of all the places for it to be, look at its hair. It's got like a fucking like night like 80s fucking hair metal mullet.
It's like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's, yeah, okay. There you go. Lady Gaga. That was like, yeah, exciting. We're going to have to think, in the meantime, of a better way to finish. Former Playboy model, now 60-year-old street beggar who raises cash with Bendy Body. Now we're talking.
Bendy Body? Oh.
She used to be in the Playboy, right? Krista McKenna. Let's look up and see if she got her norks out back in the 60s. You ready?
What's her name? Crystal?
Krista. We all know what happened there, don't we? Meth. McKenna. I'm just going to have to write tits after this.
You always do.
I always do, so. Look at Gemma from Towie. Did you remember she did that diving thing? Krista McKenna tits. What did they say she was in? Playboy?
Yep.
This is only supposed to be half an hour long, lads. You're getting your money's worth.
No, it's mainly you googling things.
Me googling.
Okay, if it wasn't 60s, it may not be on the internet, like.
Yeah, but they may have a backlog of their shit. Isn't it weird that Playboy seems like the sort of acceptable, cool porno today?
Well, it's not really porn, is it?
It's not porn, but it's, you know. It's
just.
Everyone thinks it's cute. Like, I'm going to Playboy tattoo you.
Not everyone thinks it's cute. Just you, Colin.
I wonder what happened here.
That is flexible, though. What is she even sitting on right there?
Her arse.
Yeah, but like her bone. Like literally bones in her arse. Like.
Oh. Being homeless, eh?
Okay, this has got really sad now. Look at these photos.
I know,
so.
There's a thing. There's a pony stuck in a hole. There's an old woman doing fucking yoga. I mean, do you know what she should do with a, flexibility like that? Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
She's like a twig, though.
She's basically, so, doesn't matter. She's doing a triangle on her own torso there.
Well, that's no good. She'll be the only one man. one man MMA show.
One man jiu-jitsu fight. Surely some freak would be into an old, woman that could, like her own asshole. Oh, here's a video of her. She like teach yoga or something? Okay, that's weird. And she was in Playboy.
Well, obviously, because she put her legs around the back of her head, like.
A load of those 60s fellas. Oh, she's miming now, too.
But, like, if you're looking at this video and you're going, you later, homeless. Kind of scary, isn't it?
That's scary. We're going to be homeless in about 2 weeks. So,
that's true.
You know, what can you do? 36 minutes. Let's wrap it up.
Thoughts.
Final thoughts. Heroin. Get rid of it.
Get rid of heroin.
Hot or not. Heroin.
Heroin. Not hot.
Not hot.
Guys, heroin's not hot.
Let's, we'll figure out the format of this hashtag show as far as.
We only have one sort of recurring two things, as we pointed out twice. Is that we're drinking every time we've been doing it? Is that going to continue?
It could.
Because I like it.
I'm half steaming. I've only had about 2 mad gays in me.
Do you some Game of Thrones now, even though you don't like it and can't get into it anymore? But you can remember the theme tune. Can't even remember.
I work in images and sound.
Okay. You can't remember anything, but you can remember Game of Thrones theme tune, even though you don't like it. And
what gets
watch
me
it.
Is it's long as fuck. Like, every episode is a movie. You know what I mean? It may as well be a feature-length movie every time you go to watch it. And then you get the likes of Begley, who just rips through it in an afternoon.
You can do that.
Seen them all, by. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll talk about Game of Thrones next week. And all the soft penises. They talked about that. Apparently someone made a video saying, you know, how come there's a load of tits and not a single erect dick? I'm dying to see what your man's dick looks like.
Who?
Khal Drogo, or whatever.
Him.
It's probably like a horse's dick.
Yeah.
Ugly, but.
Before I said this, am I?
But massive.
The long arm and brown.
Yep. Loads of foreskin, like a beanie hat.
Do you think it goes in an arc or like an underscoop?
I don't know. Do you reckon it's even ever erect or flaccid? it is like an arm, but, but he just picks handfuls of it up and.
It's just always like.
Stuffs it into things. Like that girl who probably fucking. She's too small. That'll come out of her mouth, won't it? You might have a wee tiny dinklage.
You might have a small dinklage, we don't know.
Dinklage might be hung. Like
you might have a small Peter Dinklage, but Peter Dinklage probably has a large Peter Dinklage, we don't know.
Dinklage is playing keepy up to his belly end. And on that note.
Let's
go. 38 minutes, 38 seconds.
Goodbye.
Yep. Yeah. We'll try and put this out every Sunday. Chat in the flat.
No guarantees.
It might be as and when. Anything to plug?
My phone in?
Plug, check out Maureen's makeup page on Facebook.
Mobile Makeup.
Mobile Makeup. MOBLLE Makeup.
Check out Colin's page. Colin. Colin.
ColinGooglesCox.net And come on, guys.com for the dates for the gigs coming up and the t-shirts, man. And we'll...
For general sexy photos, man.
For general sexy photos of me pretending that I'm not being photographed, that I took myself. 40 minutes, that'll do. We'll do another one next Sunday, will we?
Yeah, salsa time, man.
Okay.
Dancing on tips.
Ding 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 ding. Peter ding 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 ding.
Peter ding ding ding. Okay, that's enough now.
Okay, right back.
Bye.